gotta bring this one back, y'all. Yes. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sheridana. And you know we back at it. Yes. Thank you guys for joining me for Sheridana's Diary of a Fashion Ninja. Let's get into it. It's time for our rock out session, y'all. Yes. You already know we bring the latest and the hottest in the end. Mainstream artists. This is the one and only Bree Rhea Carl Winning Streak. I saw the TV set up. It's vibe time, y'all. Let's get it good. I feel so spicy today, y'all. Cause we got so much to talk about today, y'all. How about the design of body? Are the natural body? This chocolate girl, I'm taking my time. They call me the goddess. But I have no time for this. No stop. Let's have my love that song. Yeah, we're going to bring this drink back. No stop. Bria, we are one. JA, we are win. This is called Winning Streak, y'all. Let's get into it. I got to work for this, y'all. Everything I got, I work for it. You know the girl's a hustler. On that winning streak. My other winning buddy. All natural. Yes. The Akiam banana and dumpling body. With a lot of fruits and a lot of alkaline water. Yes. We only get one chance to be able to go for it. You already know the kids. We jump. Step outside. Give me some room. The queen there. Walk on. They call me the fashionista. Miss Ra-Ra Diva. What's good? Yeah, Nick was good. I'm claiming my prize already. It's clear. Hey, what's up, my love? That song, yeah. Yes. Vibes. On my face. Yes, no. I had to let that song breathe for y'all. I hope y'all like that. We're gonna play that as the show continues. But I also want to give a really big shout out to the other queen. Masama love that song, yeah. Y'all already know this is the vibes, how we feeling out here in these streets. Okay. Don't you worry. I got something for y'all, okay? So don't you worry. Give me 1 second, and we about to make it, yeah. Where would the world be without queens? You know what I mean? A queen make it happen. Let's get into it. Yeah. Yeah. And who I fire is my empire. Yes, I call the motherfucking shots. I'm queen. Hey. Yes.
No, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed.
Yes.
Clap for the heavyweight champ.
Me.
But I couldn't do it all alone.
My community. J.A. was good. M.Z. was good. New York was good. Florida was good. You know we syndicated, I don't know. Remind me of. Deprive me of. Put your. My alkaline watch, I walk one. Jazzy was good. Yes, I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive. 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 I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive. Sample. Sample. Just a little sample. I just want to get the vibes right, y'all, up in these streets. I'm not done with y'all yet. You know what I'm saying? We got to get the vibes all the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. You already know. My song that I want to play right now is just give me a moment. But I hope you guys are having an amazing day today. We about to get into the whole vibes of the whole thing, but before that, I'm gonna play that one like a sanya because of some appeal. Right? Yes. Make sure y'all enjoy y'all life. You only get one. I'm just gonna give y'all a little sample. Let this song breathe for a little bit. Let y'all inhale and make y'all feel good. It don't matter the situation, y'all. Like, yeah, you have a roof over your head. You have food in your stomach. Life is good. Hey. Life is good, y'all. Let's get it. Hello, Miss Reed. Thank you. This is a little sample. What it is. You know, if you want to rock it, you know, if you're going out. With no dumb shit. Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Niggas sweating past us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes. I'm too turned up. That's how we flex. Cause we going up in the screen. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all, we about to get into the whole vibe. Just a little vibe real quick before we get this show started. We have a great show for you guys. It's going to be very informative and fun as well. And it should be inspiring to you guys. But you already know where we started with our shout out. Hope y'all vibes is all the way up. And just want to bring that good energy to you guys today on this glorious Tuesday afternoon. Instead of something I'm going but right now. Okay, so today we're going to just make sure that it's an hour today, okay? But shout out goes to me. My shout out has to go to me, darling, because I'm that girl. I'm that queen, okay? I stay resilient. I stay dedicated to myself and to my kids and my family, you know what I'm talking about, okay? I say whatever I do whatever I say. Whatever I say, that's what it is. So I stay with my integrity. I always put myself first, Okay, because if we don't take care of ourselves, nobody gonna take care of us. So make sure you take self praise. Yes, I'm gonna give myself that love, and I'm just so excited that I show for myself, even if I'm like having a bad day. So that's another thing. Like, even if you're having a bad day, guys, show up for yourself. And I'm happy I've been doing that, because sometimes life could be so fucking hard. Sometimes it's going to be a little bit of cursing on here, because I give it to you how God gave it to me. Like, I can't sugarcoat it. I'm not built that way. Okay. And so sometimes life could give you so many obstacles, but guess what? Those are the things that make you who you are, like show you like that you are resilient. So even through adversity, still I rise. So I want to give myself a shout out for not going through life, but literally growing through life. And so, like, I'm just so happy who I am, you know, the woman that I'm becoming. And I'm proud of myself that, yo, nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up, period. Okay? I need my AC to be lit. So also, a big shout out to Shirt On a Beauty Salon for always keeping my drip. Okay, we're gonna talk about the whole vibe and the whole drip of today. But yo, myself, I love my ear, and don't you know? And we're gonna talk a lot about self love, and you know, a lot of people, they do a lot of weave, they do a lot of other things, but you know, it's nice to embrace your hair. And the crazy thing is, I get a lot of compliment with my hair natural like this, opposed to like when I have like fake hair or what have you. So I really, you know, started to like my hair like this. It just really just gives me a whole other vibe, and I really, really love it. Thank you to my daughter for inspiring me to just have my hair natural like this. So shout out to you, darling. So shout out to Shirt On a Beauty Salon for keeping the drip, my hair healthy, okay? And growing, okay? Because my hair was bald-headed, y'all, because I cut all my hair off. That's a whole other topic on another show, but whatever. Shout out to Unity Fashion Institute, darling. Unity Fashion Institute Foundation. How you doing? And so, like I said, I am so proud of myself, guys. Like, in my single season, I've been resilient out here in these streets. What? No, ma'am. Like, it's full force, okay? And because of the sheer faith that I have in myself, and that determination and that resiliency that I have in myself, that I know, like, yo, I got my want, that's what I'm gonna do. And so Unity Fashion Institute is an online platform as well as an in-person organization that help our young girls to learn fashion illustration. Hope we started. What's up, my peoples? Y'all, what's up, y'all? It's your girl Shirt On, and we back at it again. Before we were really rudely interrupted, like I said, thank you guys for joining me for Shirt On's Diary of a Fashionista. And like I was saying, a big shout out. We're doing our shout out. Big shout out to Shirt On, which is the one and only. Okay, big shout out to Shirt On a Beauty Salon, Unity Fashion Institute, Humble Confident Modeling Agency, and the one and only Shirt On a Designs. How you doing? And big shout out to my offspring, Joseph and Isabella. Okay, I also want to give a huge shout out to my dude Prince. On the IG, he's always just sending me amazing messages, and he's just like, the universe has brought him to just help lift my spirit, to show me abundance. And like, yeah, like, his vibration is always high, my vibration is always high. And this is why our topic is literally 7 signs that your vibration is high. We not gonna waste no time, but we're gonna finish our shout outs. Okay, make sure you guys keep hydrated, y'all. Shout out to my niece Jasmine for getting me this cup right here. So therefore, I do like three of this, 3 thing of water with, I put lime juice in here, fresh lime juice, guys, with a little bit of basil. Goes a long way. If you have a little cucumber, put that thing in there too. A big shout out to my people, Yada Vibe, okay, on the IG, as well as Clubhouse. I appreciate the collaboration and the entertainment that we be having on Clubhouse. All right, so big shout out to you. Also, big shout out to the real I Octane, aka I Octane, for continuing to use his voice in a positive way to speak for the people who are unprivileged and Una the money in Jamaica. So big shout out to him for doing that. Super inspired. Also big shout out to my dude DJ Mikey Top 10 Wagwan. Alright. Also big shout out to Solids. And also a big shout out to Kay Diamond. She's on the IG as well. And big shout out to Jamaica and Panama. Yo, okay, this soccer thing, okay, I don't even know what's going on, but the people that play for Jamaica, yo, wanna need some banana water. Y'all need some banana water, because I was like the first like 10 minutes, like the first 10 minute, like Panama score. Like, I don't understand. But don't worry, guys. I'm gonna be on a whole nother situation where we're gonna dive into soccer. As you guys know, another side note, I do like soccer. But I haven't been getting into it, but I'm about to get into it, because as y'all know, like, I don't know what Jamaica is doing, but Panama is lit. FYI, guys, my great great grandma is from Panama, so that's why I got that good hair though. But you know, I'm both Panama and Jamaica, but you already know, because I'm a mixed breed, so but I love them both, okay? But you already know Jamaica rocks, period. But not into soccer with this game. But anyway, moving forward, sorry to say, but it was 3-0 Panama. Unfortunately, the prediction that everybody was saying that Jamaica was gonna win. Yo, Jamaica did not even score 1 point. Not even 1 point. You couldn't even give us 1 point. One. Foolishness. Anyway, somebody need for drink some tea. I mean, I know if them never drink no tea in the morning, or them never eat. I mean, I know, like, their footwork was so weak. I was just like, I don't even know what's going on. Okay, we're not even getting into this, because that's what this show is not about, the soccer today. I just want to give a shout out to the players and to the team. Moving right along. Okay, so we're going to go right into the situation, because we literally have 40 minutes. All right. So word of the day. The word of the day is beauty. We're going to be diving into a few different topics, guys. I want to discuss the epidemic about designer bodies, like the artists, why they get a designer body. But we're going to get into some vocabulary words to really get into the whole situation. All right. So the word of the day is beauty. What does that really mean? Beauty has a few definitions, but I'm going to tell you the traditional definition. It says a combination of qualities such as shape, color, or form that pleases the aesthetic sense, especially the sight. As you know, I'm Jamaican. Like, certain words I couldn't pronounce, guys, so like, bear with me. For the life of me, I couldn't even say the word specific until I was an adult. Don't even ask me why. I used to always say Pacific. No. But anyway, my quote of the day is, beauty begins the moment you decide to be yourself. Period. Okay? And then the word self-love. What does that mean? Okay? Being in love with every part of yourself, your body and your personality, and knowing that you are number one. And I'm noticing it has to be a lot of self-hate, because I'm wondering why some people go through all the drama of actually getting surgery. But let's skim through this real quick, and then we're going to go into our seven signs of your vibration being real high, because I really feel like this is super important. I know a lot of young girls out here, they think that it's like the must-have thing to be able to be successful, or for guys to notice them, because 9 out of 10, why does a girl even get that why does she get like breast augmentation or butt lift? It's to get noticed by whom? Okay, let's move. They said in 2017, America spent more than $6.5 million on cosmetic surgery. Like, and that goes from, like, the breast augmentation all the way to a eyelid surgery. Why the fuck do you need an eyelid surgery? What does that mean? So you drooping? I don't know. This is why it's important to take care of your body, like, as you're progressing in age. And so, like, doing, like, your aloe treatment, going outside, doing your little walk, drinking a lot of alkaline water, child. Do your little dancing, do your little routine, okay? Decrease on drinking, you know what I mean? If you could not smoke, don't smoke, you know what I'm saying? Like, really take care of your body, because they're saying, like, the procedures, you know, certain procedures, right, it really changes your appearance. And I'm wondering, like, why would you want to change your appearance? Do you not love yourself to know, like, yo, I so got to make you, that's how you need to stay. Everybody don't have to have a fucking big-ass breast and big-ass booty that look ridiculous. But yeah, they were saying that, like, there are 9 different risk factors that can happen when you actually do any kind of surgery. So for all the young ladies that might see this at a later time, really think about what you're doing. And is it really self-love or is it insecurity? Which one it is? I'm not really sure. Only you could decide what it is. For me, I feel like the only time you really need, like, a severe surgery is if, like, you really look a certain way where it's distorted, like you had an accident and something happened to you. Like, don't just go have a surgery because your stomach is big. Work the fuck out. Work out. Work out. Okay? Some people might say, oh, I don't want to work out. Well, that's... it's consequences. Okay, so one of the thing is, like, they say is a hematoma, which is a pocket of blood that resembles a large painful bruise. Okay, and it occurs in 1% of the breast augmentation, and then facelift. Okay, and I feel like, so they say, like, what, 1 out of 10 people, they get this, it's this nasty bruise, y'all. Y'all can look that up. It's called hematoma. It's hematoma. It looks so disgusting. But yeah, why would you want to go through that? And then number 2 is seroma. It's seroma. It is a condition that occurs when serum or sterile body fluid pools beneath the surface of the skin, and it results in a swelling and sometimes this is what happened when you do, like, tummy tucks. And they say this occurred between 15-30% of patients. So that's kind of crazy. So this is only to be able to, because, you know, people highlight, oh yeah, I have my body, my designer body, but they don't tell you, like, the risk. So I'm telling you, like, what could happen as well. So there's pros and cons to everything. So whoever is getting it done, that's up to you. So, and number 3 is having blood clots. You know, that's nothing to be playing with, okay? Number 4 is an infection. Number 5, you get nerve damages. Even though they say the nerve damages could be temporary, but it also could be permanent. So, it depends on the case by case. So, everybody, their body is different. Your friend might go and then everything is good, and you might go, you get fucked up. Number 6, deep vein thrombosis. So, and then pulmonary embolism. So, it's like your veins look really, really nasty, basically. And number 7, you get organ damage. And that usually happens when you have, like, lipo or, because basically when you get liposuction, it's like they put this long-ass thing inside of your skin and, like, your internal organs that really get upset. Like, that's not natural. And of course, when you do it, you have scarring for life. Like, that shit, that's how a lot of people get tattoos over it or what have you. So, but it's still going to be there. You can't hide it. Number 9, you have, some people are not, happy with their thing because sometimes it's not symmetrical. A lot of people get breasts done and it's not symmetrical. Like, what is the whole point if it's not going to be perfect? Or their contour is messed up. As you can see, a lot of artists right now in the industry, down to Beyonce, have face done. You see how friggin' a little Kim face came, like, you know what I mean? Like, and whoever got designed by the people from PTR, Pretty, and then TC, and then Rebel, they all got their butt done. Like, they making that shit like it's the norm to be able to do that shit. That's not the norm, y'all. I'm trying to tell y'all. Ladies out here, upcoming young ladies, that's not the norm. You don't have to do that to solidify your success. You don't have to do that to fit in. You could be your own person. You know what I mean? You don't have to follow the trend. And that's what's going to, we're going to go into, the takeaway, and then we're going to go into our seven signs your vibration is all the way up. Like, child, the takeaway is, yeah, things might go okay, but remember, there's always going to be complication. The people who have a higher risk of things not working out is certain people. It's a case by case. If you're a smoker, if you're a little bit older, if you're obese, so really think about that. Those people who want to get liposuction and then they're a little bit, you know, on the heavy side, that's a high risk. And of course, it's a lot of things. You can be throwing up and all this other stuff. So, child, I ain't trying to be on that topic for much longer. I think I'm done. That was my news for today for that situation. But let's get into the vibe. But before that, I'm off on my song. I gotta go to the song. Real quick. Okay, I gotta go to a good situation to just get y'all back to the whole thing. I just had to just share that because I'm like, yo, why in the world is everybody on them Huma I get friggin' they body done? Like, what is going on here? That shit is not No.
Caution.
Objects on the road. No. So, what I want to do right now is stick with my peoples right quick. My love that song, yeah. This one is by the one and only Unruly. I love this song. Yes. We're going to get into the seven signs your vibration is all the way up. Let's hold the Bible, pop it right quick. Yes. Hey. No, it'll be all for me. Chopper. You know my offering. You know that I am winning. Shout out Wagwan, Auntie Wagwan, Auntie Yvonne, what's good? You know that I got to win. Watch out, what's good? Silver Spring, Rockville, Bethesda. Hey, hey. You know that I got to win. Bun Superstar, Sheridana. I was born with a gold spoon, but it was taken away, and now I had to put it back. Hey! You know that I got to sample. We not playing in this situation right now, okay? We're not going to play in this joint right now. What I want to do right now is play my other dude right now. He goes by the name Musica and Terrace Riley. Just to hold y'all a vibe. I saw this piece set up. You depend on me. I'm in your corner, friend. I'm in your corner. I'm in your corner, friend. I'm in your corner. When you need let the music breathe. I'm in your corner, friend. I'm in your corner. Hey, hey. Let it kind of like a coach. I'm y'all coach. I'm y'all life coach. Yes. Never calling my bluff. I mean it. A realness. I'm not leaving. Yo, sometimes. Yo.
You know I'll be your friend.
Sometimes the people that you, that's not even your blood, is your friend. The universe has a funny way to show your worth. Yes. Shout out to the people who love me. Yes. To the Fast Lane. Fighter. I never switch. I mean it. Realness. I'm not leaving. I'm in your corner, friend. I'm in your corner. I just had to give y'all that vibe right quick. Just so y'all could just feel it. I hope y'all having a great day. I'm here to inform you guys, educate you guys, and of course, give you a whole vibe so you feel good. Okay, so we're going to go into like the 7 signs that your vibration is high. Like, we don't compare ourselves with nobody. I just did the quote, like, the only person that I'm in competition is myself. So I don't have to go match nobody, but I don't have to match nobody. I don't have to look like nobody. This is why I sure don't look like me. I don't look like nobody else. There's no comparison. The only person I'm going to be better than is the person that was yesterday, period. Okay? And look, this look, even though yesterday I was looking so beautiful, like business happy, you know, working on my bag. But today, I think I beat my yesterday. Like today I feel so like bossy saucy. I feel like that queen, like, okay. But yeah, we don't compare ourselves. I'm in a league of my own. That's why on my email, I say a league of my own, okay? There's no compares because I'm shirt on the one and motherfucking only, period, okay? I'm the point of origin, okay? I'm the originator, okay? We the boss, we the sauce, period, okay? Because we make the trend. This is why we have our own brand. I tell you guys what to wear, and it's going to be fire and hot if y'all just follow the rules, okay? And rule number one, there is no rule. Rules number two, follow rule number one. Period. Moving right along. Number two, okay? People be acting real, like, clumsy around you. They be over here, like, you just be striking people. Like, I went somewhere yesterday, y'all. I'm trying to tell you, like, it was just all eyes on me. And I just had, like, a little simple little situation on, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, as soon as I got there, they opened the door for me. Like, oh, Miss Wilson, did you need anything? Like, hi, huh? What's going on here? Like, where they do that at? Like, so you just feel so like, strike a pose. They be like, all eyes on me. Okay, number three, people treat you special. Like I said, like, once you realize, like, your power, once you realize that you're that queen, once you realize there is no competition, once you realize, like, the universe is working with you, like, everything goes my way. I get whatever I want, period. I get whatever I want. And if I don't get whatever I want, that means something better is about to pop off. Something better is coming my way because maybe what I wanted wasn't good enough for me. Period. Like, what? Yes. Oh. You want to leave? The door's open. Don't you come back. And that goes to, like, relationship. And that goes to, like, business relationship. That goes to any and everything. Okay? If one door closed, best believe 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 doors are opening for you. So not worry about nothing. Anybody leave out my life, that means they're not supposed to be with me for my destiny. That's what that means. Period. Okay. Because I'm royalty. That I do know. Next, shout out to Octane, was good. Number four, you attract money so easily. Like, you be wondering, like, huh, where that come from? But I'm so happy I got that check. I'm so happy I got that check, Trail. Like, yes. Let me get this one little job right here. Let me get this job right here. Yep, I do want to work with you. I do. How you know I want that job? Yes, I will go into this exclusive organization. I would. Okay, the exclusivity is where I'm supposed to be, is what I'm saying. I just feel like things just attract to you how your energy is. So if you are attracting some situation that you don't like, you got to just check the energy is what I'm saying. Like when I say my vibration is all the way up and I only attract like the best people in my life. Like lately, I've just been attracting all the people that's supposed to be in my life. I'm like, boy, where you been all my life? Where have you been all my life? And I'm like, yo, sometimes you be thinking like, oh, I want this. But then the universe is like, you know what? We have to prepare you for that. And so, like, I'm being prepared for everything that I say I want. You see what I'm saying? Because I get whatever I want. So, here you are. And so, yeah, I manifest where I am right now, period. I manifested this. And so, I'm so happy and proud of myself. Number five, like I said, people are attracted to you naturally. Like so naturally, and like I said, I went out yesterday. Child, yesterday was a good day. I had a vibe, and like the people that I meet is just a vibe. They energy always be high as well, and it's like it's always positive. Always want to be networking with me, giving me mad love. Like even after we have our main conversation, people still like I said, I get texts all the time, like just showing me so much love, and I really appreciate it. Like from all over the world, I'm like, yo, the kid has arrived. How you doing? And sometimes you have to look back. Of course, I'm humble, guys, but at the same time, you got to give yourself a pat on the back. Like I came a long way. I came a long way. Little girl from Jamaica, all right? Mama too, okay? Is a global empire, you know, mogul as we speak right now. And, you know, that's why I have to give a shout out to my brands, because remember, I started with nothing in my hand. I started over from scratch. Never have my father forgive me nothing. My mother never give me nothing except for my who I am. You see what I'm saying? My help to create who I am, but literally to have tangible things. No, I work for that. All my brands, I work for that. So nobody can say, oh, I gave you that. No, that's what that shit is like. Yeah. And so, yeah. Number six. I'm not gonna let nothing bother me. Like I said yesterday, I'm gonna keep on saying yesterday because yesterday was a whole vibe. Yeah, yesterday didn't go exactly how I wanted it to go, but it went exactly how I needed to go. And so, I could have been upset, okay? But I didn't get upset at all because I already know, like, the universe is working for me because I'm about to have a better situation. And so, yeah, I'm still gonna get what I desire, but I'm gonna get it in a way that is suited better for me and for my business. You know what I mean? So I was like, it was just like, girl, we know what it is and it's all good. And so I was happy listening to my music, just carrying on, like, you know, like appreciate what I have. Remember, appreciate what you already have. Don't worry about what you don't have. And that's what I really like about myself. Like, even though shit could be really, really rough, I'm not worried about what I don't have. I'm not worried about no materialistic nothing. Yes, we all, society say, oh, you have to have this, blah, blah, blah. No. So seven, nothing bothers me. So we're going to go into like the seven things that will fuck you up. And that goes hand in hand with the seven signs of your vibration is high. Number one, ego. Ego is definitely different than being confident, okay? So having that ego, meaning, and I'm going to read this little poem situation, okay? Love is patient. Love is kind. Love, it does not envy, okay? Love does not boast, okay? Love is not proud, okay? Love is not rude, Love is not self-seeking. Love is not easily angered. Love keep no records of love. Love does not delight or envy. And love rejoice with truth. And love always trusts. Love always pray. Love always preserve. Okay, the word preserve is to keep to the original state. Love never fails. So, okay, number one, the ego, let it go. I know we all have it, but sometimes we have to just let that thing go. Okay, number two, get away from the people who don't inspire you. Okay, I don't really like to say a bad circle. I'm just saying an environment that doesn't inspire you. People that don't inspire you, you know, that don't help motivate you. Be like, yo, girl, you doing a damn thing. I'm so proud of you. Even if, you know, it's not exactly where you want to be. Like, sometimes when you tell somebody, like, yo, I'm proud of you right now. Like, you don't know how far that could be able to, like, really help that person, you know? So make sure that you have a circle that really supports you. And I'm not talking about, it doesn't always have to be a financial thing. I mean, really be there where you can, like, you know, bounce ideas off of, or you could just call and say, yo, let's go get some ice cream, or, you know what I mean? Let's go, you know, go chill out, or, you know, let's maybe do a business together or whatever. Or it could be monetary. You could be like, yo, Mastiliado, yo, I'm about to donate to your nonprofit. Shout out to my nonprofit, Unity Fashion Institute, or I'm gonna donate to your business, Shirt On Designs. I see what you're doing. I love the movement. And y'all don't see everybody doing what I do. You see what I'm saying? And so, like, my strength comes from my faith, because, child, I'm just walking just by. Child, that's a whole nother situation. I'm walking by faith is what I'm saying, because it's plenty of time I be like, God, I don't even know how men know all you do this, how I get out this situation. I'm like, yo, this is the strength of the Most High. That's the only thing that saved me. You see what I'm saying? Especially if you're in, like, a bad situation. It could be, like, a personal situation or, like, a romantic situation. Like, you'd be like, yo, how am I going to live? How am I going to deal with this? How am I going to just deal with all this stress? You got to just let that go. Let it go. Like Yolanda said, look, it's not you. You got to leave that up to the Most High. It isn't him. Isn't him. I'm trying to tell you. So let it go. So get your circles all the way together. Keep away from negativity. People be like, she thinks she all that. I sure do, because I work on myself. And that's not in a negative notation. That'd be like, I know myself. I know that I'm great. I know that I have a lot to offer to the world. I know that I'm confident. I know that I'm beautiful. I'm fierce. I'm powerful, and I'm beautiful, and I have an amazing heart. So, yeah, I don't want your little negative vibe be like, but I do have a lot of people be like, yo, Shardana, you're fucking amazing. I love you. And so those people, I connect with them because they're on the same frequency as I am. And so, like, I get a lot of that, you know, in my DMs and stuff like that. So, yeah, shout out to all the people that be in this situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to y'all. And the crazy thing, like, when you're in, like, your single season, y'all, it's just like, yo, men be coming from every which way, child. Only when you don't want a relationship, here they come. Oh, I'm trying to get to know you. Oh, you are. Okay. I got my man, though. My man is my business. My man is my business. So, my man get real jealous. My man get real jealous if I spend more time with somebody else. So, if y'all ready for the challenge, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I am open for my king to come through, is what I'm saying. But I'm not in no rush, child. I'm not in no rush. You know, my single season have been straight spectacular. I'm not even gonna lie. When I look back at it, Joe, when I look back at it, it's been like one beautiful manifestation after the other, for real, for real. And I want to say thank the Most High. I want to thank myself for being just open for new ideas. So, yeah. Number four, following the crowd. Seven things that will fuck you up. So, like we said, your ego, bad circle, negativity. Number four is following the crowd. So, when I say, yo, not because somebody else gonna do something that mean you for gonna do it. Okay? Because that person might be okay, but then you get fucked up. And I know we do a little cursing, not just enough to make the point what I'm making. We work on keeping it clean, but however the universe said to do it, that's how I got to do it. You know what I mean? So following the crowd, you're not, everything is not for everybody. Okay, I'm going to just keep that right there. I think everybody know what I'm talking about. Keep it right there. Okay, so if you are a girl or you know, You don't like fake hair, don't even bother with it. You a girl, you know, you don't like all that makeup, you don't like all them lashes going like this, like you a big, I don't know, then don't do it. If you know you want to have natural breasts, then don't do it. If you want to have a natural body, then don't mess with your body. Okay? Don't follow the crowd. Do what feels right to you. Okay? Don't do it because you see somebody else do it and they getting attention. Don't do that. Don't do that. And number five, being so obsessed with materialistic stuff. Yo, this society has made people go over and beyond just to get materialistic stuff. Like, that does not make you successful at all. Like, because you could be, you could, God, do you know you could literally be like a millionaire and still not be successful? That's a vibe. I hope you guys know that's a thing. Success is doing the things that you love. And doing it well, even when no one is looking. You know what I mean? So, anybody can make $1 million by doing something really crappy. You know what I mean? And they don't like what they do. You know, it's a lot of people that's conning people. They could make $1 million that way. But that's, you don't, do you love doing that? Did you help somebody create that? Can you be able to enjoy your wealth like that? Like, success is doing something that you love. And you would do it even if you didn't get paid. That's success. And so, yeah. Number six, having a bad addiction. So, we all go through something where we like, yo, I've died. My God. In the name of the Most High, I had to get me some water, child. Because we all had that moment, y'all. We all had that moment. Like, child, I used to blaze my butt off. Like, I used to blaze every day, y'all. I used to blaze every day. I used to have my little cocktail every single day, y'all. Okay? I'm gonna be so honest. Yes, I love having sex like the next person, child. And so, like, all these things that I really love, like, I literally had to, like, tame these things. And so you're not being controlled by her, you're being controlled by your mind. You know what I mean? Learning how to have that self-discipline, because when you have addiction, that shit could like lead to other things. And so you have to learn how to control yourself, and that's really success, having self-control. We see a lot of artists out here that they might be successful in one area and unsuccessful in the other area because they really didn't master self-discipline. They master like their craft of singing, but they didn't master their craft of controlling some type of addiction. And we see a lot of entertainers go through that. And so I feel like before you even become like a public figure, you really have to do like self-searching, self-seeking, and really know yourself and know what is your weakness, know what is your triggers, know what, like, yeah, you really need to do that. When they say you know, brand development and self-development before you come on the mainstream platform, that's so critical. This is why, you know, when Cardi B, she first came out, how she used to be coming at people who came at her, because she lacked certain type of discipline, which is to, you know, self-disclosure. You know what I mean? And also that self-respect too, to know like, yo, you're a star now. you don't have to address everything that is addressed to you. So I'm pretty sure now you can see that she's a little bit more tame because somebody tucked on her shoulder, be like, yo, you can't move like that. Cause you won't have a headline, and it's not, they say all publicity is good publicity. I don't know if that's the truth, but I think it could tarnish your name a little bit. But yeah, I feel like learning that self-discipline and knowing when to do things and when not to do things is really, really important. And I want to say congratulations to her because we haven't been seeing a lot of that outburst lately because she learned how to tame this area, which is having that self-discipline to say, you know what? I'm going to go high, meaning I'm not going to go down low and be able to trash that person, even if they're trashing me. So remember, doing to others as you want to do unto you, but also like know just when to be quiet. When you master silence, nobody can't fuck with you. Period. Moving right along. And the seventh thing that fuck you up, self-hate. And I feel like it's a lot of people who have self-hate because of the decision. They be like, oh, I love myself, but yet you will put yourself in a position where you would mess your whole body up, mess your face up, even though you're friggin' gorgeous, you're gonna do a nose job. Like, unless your nose is friggin' broken, you shouldn't get a nose job. If your nose is big, okay, then universe said your nose supposed to be big. Get over it. I'm pretty sure you have amazing other assets as well. Like, okay, what's wrong with your eyes? Like, what's wrong? You want your lip to be fatter? I'm not understanding. All I'm saying is, like, when you have self-love for yourself, like, real self-love, not that shallowness, like, oh, I want this done because I see other people have it. Like, no. Self-love meaning, like, I love myself just the way I am, period. I'm about to get into my quotes because I got mad quotes for y'all. And, so the quotes I want to give to you guys right now. Oh, you see, when I be getting into it, it be a whole vibe. Where you at? Okay, my quote is, if you love something, it will work. That's the only real rule. That's what I know. Like, as you guys know, I love fashion. I love fashion design. I love creating things. I love photography. Like, I love doing hair. Like, like my brand, I already know. It's an essential that it works. The universe need it in the world. You know what I mean? Like, everybody needs an amazing hairstylist. Everybody need an amazing, like, stylist. Everybody need, like even right now, like, even my podcast, somebody along the line is going to see this podcast and is going to help somebody, like, really realize, like, yo, yeah, I'm perfect just how I am. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to do nothing to change myself. Without further ado, y'all already know what time it is. It's time for fashion, darling. You already know we can't touch the road unless we do our fashion fab cam segment, y'all. And let me give y'all a little teaser so we can get the vibe right quick, okay? And what I want to do next is this kid right here, right? Give me just a minute. I want to do, we got to make sure we don't have, we're going to pay a little bill real quick. And then it's going to come through. We're going to come through. You know Wi-Fi. They be, look, Wi-Fi running its own little time. Burn up Wi-Fi. This is what I'm called. Yep. After this song, we about to go straight into our 5 pm. And we gonna talk about this vibe, but I'm about to give a little introduction to this whole thing. How you doing? Yeah. Like I said, if you had came to me and you wanted to do any type of adjustment to your dress, we could always add something to make it longer. You know what I mean? Yes, the vibes. Let me give y'all the whole vibe. This is how I style it today, y'all. Yes, cause we a rock star. Hey. Uh-huh. When I come up in a place, they be like, Miss Wilson, can I take your coat? And I'm like, sure. What is for me will always be for me. Hey. Uh-huh. I love my life. I'm gonna enjoy my life. I hope you guys are enjoying your life today, y'all. Hey. Okay, so that was Burna Boy. We about to get into our Fab Cat section right now. So today the dress that I'm wearing is by Arden B. Okay, I love it. It's a black number. Okay, it is sleeveless. It has kind of like a suspender kind of vibe. It has these really beautiful hardware on the front, like suspenders. And it is, has a great elasticity to it, guys. It has, it's like a micro stretch. It really holds your body in, and it's just like, ooh, it goes to my knee. You can wear this to any event. You can also wear this to date night, guys. You can wear this anywhere you choose to. I love that it is has this great back to it. Okay, the suspenders are kind of, this is like a beautiful suspender kind of vibe. It has like an X in the back, kind of like the same suspender with the hardware in the back. And I paired it with these earrings that I made. They're two tier, like a circle, flat circle that just gives me a nice, fun, vibrant kind of look. I wanted it to be sophisticated, but I also wanted to be fun, because that's our vibe. I always want to, you know, look put together, but I also want to show that, you know, our style and our versatility. So I just paired these two together. And then for our bracelet, we just have these black bracelet as well. And so kind of like a little crystal, black crystal. I really, really like that. And then for shoes, guys, we are wearing Guess. Okay, we're wearing Guess. These yellow snake skin with black heel. And I really, really love it. It's like 3.5 inches. But when I say when I walk, I feel like I didn't even notice. Oh, it was still going. I didn't even notice that I just love wearing high heels, because it really makes me walk like a supermodel. Like, it just makes me feel like my legs just look so long and luscious. Like, these shoes, guys, it's certain shoes that just make the whole ensemble. So whoever said that accessories don't make the garment, they don't know what at my top bowl. The accessory really could pull the whole look together. Because imagine, guys, if I didn't have the earrings, it won't be the same vibe. You know what I mean? And these shoes, the yellow really plays up the gold and the suspender. What's up, my peoples? Y'all, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Shirt On, and we back at it again. And I was talking about this whole fab cam, this whole vibe that I was wearing today. This dress, like I said, is Arden B. It is a dress by them. And then the shoes is by Guess. The hair is by Sheridana's a Beauty Salon. And accessories are by Sheridana Designs. And this number is styled by yours truly, Sheridana. So a dream big, stay focused and make it happen. And this is what I continue to do for myself. And this is why I'm just so happy, like, where I am right now in my life, because I continue to show up for myself. So that's what I want for you guys too. Continue to show up for yourself, no matter how, like, the obstacle looks like so fucked up. Like, be like, I don't know how I'm gonna get out of this situation. Believe you're gonna get out of this situation. My other quote is, this is by Martin Luther King, guys. He said, and I switch it up a little bit because he said can't, and I already know there's no such thing, okay? So if you are unable to fly, then run. If you're unable to run, then walk. You are unable to walk, then grow, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep on moving forward. So that's what I want to bring to you guys today. Today, I said I wanted to do my hour. We're a little bit over time, but I wanted to just finish off with that. That is our show for today. Of course, we always have more to talk about on my list. But So the takeaway for today is, in order to predict the future, we must create it. So make sure you change your reaction to things. Make sure you think positively. Change your circle. Change your habits. And what are you waiting for? Go change your life and manifest exactly what you want in your life. And remember, do not confuse a creator with a dreamer. A dreamer only dreams, but a creator, she gonna always bring her dreams into reality. Yeah. So the song that I want to play for you guys right now is this artist. And this artist goes by the name Bria, okay? So we're gonna go with that. Her name is Bria, hold on. Hold on, wait a minute, let me get some church up in it. Okay, so without further ado, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Shirt On, and we back at it again. We're finishing up our show right now, Shirt On's Diary of a Fashionista. And we finishing out our rock out session with Bria. It's called Winning Street, Walk One. Let's get into it, y'all. It's our rock out time, Shirt On Designs. Hey. I ain't come to play. I can't be slay. I'm gonna let this song breathe, y'all. This chocolate girl, we ain't playing. We here to win, period. All my friends, they call me that fashion mogul. They call me Sheridana. That is our show for today. Thank you guys so much for joining me for Shirt On's Diary of a Fashionista. And I hope you guys some, I know you guys got some value out of that situation. All right, so shout out to my people. And I see you guys right here, same time next Tuesday. If you guys love this content, make sure you guys subscribe to my YouTube channel, share my content, and go ahead and tell a friend and shop Shirt On Designs. I love you guys. Go and be great. Yeah, yeah. Peace. Blessings on the floor like a river. Blessings on the floor like a river. Shout out to Monster Call Wagwan. All right. I love you guys. Peace. Yeah, yeah. What's up, my peoples? Y'all, what's up, y'all? It's your Shirt On, and we back at it again. So, like I was saying, shout out to Unity Fashion Institute. How you doing? Also, shout out to Humble Confident Modeling Agency. We are a modeling agency that help our young girls to instill confidence in themselves and help them to be able to be on camera, to get different gigs. If you want to learn about, you know, how to become a supermodel, how to carry yourself on camera, how to carry yourself in different events or what have you, when you're in the limelight, it's a lot of things that go on the back end of being a model, that they is a lot of taboo. People don't talk about it. And I am here to be able to guide my young girls how to do that as well. So shout out to Humble Confident Modeling Agency. How you doing? Also, a big shout out to my brand, Shirt On Designs. Compliment these earrings, darling. But yes, Shirt On Design is here to stay, darling. And we specialize in custom couture designs for male and females. And we're here just to slay, okay? We're here to slay from head to toe. We're here to give you great craftsmanship, excellent customer service. And not only that, like that 101. So you will always know that you're going to get exactly what you desire, because we're here to manifest, okay? So your wish is our command. Let's go. All right? You want to manifest something fabulous for your event, guys? Do you have a movie that you're doing that you want to have a custom design piece, or you need a whole collection, y'all? We got you covered from head to tell. This is what we do. All right, so you can shop shirtondesigns.com. We have pivoted, so we have streetwear as well, and we have athletic wear as well. So if you want to get Shirt On Designs, definitely go and check out our website. All right, I give a big shout out to my offspring, Joseph and Isabella. Shout out to my peoples. Okay, I swear, like, I can't even imagine my